You took the rest of my heart and left the rest in pieces. Thanks for hanging out with us. It's Wednesday, guys. Just thought I'd let you know that. Learn that an hour ago.
Yeah, you just gained an extra day in your week.
I really did, and I didn't want it.
Okay.
Well, you know, when you were talking earlier, Grant, about the Timberwolves, you know, we've got a 2-0 lead and everything, and I'm thinking in the back of my mind, because I played tennis last night.
Shouldn't be bragging out loud about it.
Well, I had a 40-love lead, and you just need one more point, and I ended up losing. I think I lost that game, and it's that one bites your butt.
Yeah.
You know?
Were you talking to yourself like you had it or doing trash talking in your mind?
Lori, I was just hoping that I went double fault.
Really?
My serving has just done something weird.
Oh, went in the crapper. All right.
It's gone in the crapper. When you don't practice and you play that other game so much, the p-ball one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that would take away.
I feel like it's affecting me now.
Yeah.
That's my excuse.
Okay, but that's
tennis,
a good one.
Tennis is more athletic, though. I'm just going to say pickleball is fast.
Yes.
But
yes.
No, I sweat my butt off in pickleball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You sweat at everything, Julia.
I really don't. I'm really not.
I think you work out harder than I do because you do get, you know.
I don't, though, really. I just, at pickleball.
Why do you always show me there where you're sweating?
What does that mean? Do I show you my crack?
Basically, you're always asking me to look at your dustbins.
Oh, she's making all this up.
You're not alone. I sweat all the time.
I really don't, though.
I'm just giving you
He's just giving me so much crap.
I saw a picture
I stunk
of two.
For a while. When I did sweat for a while through perimenopause and menopause, I did have a deodorant issue, but now it's all gone.
Yeah.
That was the weirdest thing.
Perimenopause was over. That's the worst of it. That's what no one ever tells you.
Oh, God.
By the way, we did get an email from Terry. She said, black dress for my second wedding 10 years ago in our backyard. $60 full length from Herberger's. Loved it. We'll miss you, ladies. Love you guys. Heart.
Oh, Herberger's.
I miss Herberger's.
We totally miss it.
I'm just going to say that. I just said that this weekend when I was up in Duluth. I said, I'm shopping at Bender's with my stepmom. And
Herberger's was great.
And she goes, I like that coat you have on. And it was my pink Calvin Klein all weatherproof kind of raincoat. I have it in pink and black. And I said, I got this at Herberger's like 10 years ago. And by the way, I still miss that department store.
Oh, totally.
And she goes, it started in Virginia.
You know what's funny?
And I think it did.
Yeah. You know what I miss? It was a family. We don't have, I mean, for me, shopping is convenience.
Yeah.
And there's no place, with the exception of like Cub Foods, to shop at to get before I get home. I used to have TJ Maxx.
Oh, yeah.
I used to have Sunshine. Herberger's at Sunray, Sunshine's cousin.
Yes.
I mean, I used to. It really when it's not convenient.
Yeah.
It changes things.
It does.
It changes a lot.
Well, you know, speaking of
convenience,
having something in common with Sarah Jessica Parker wearing a black wedding dress, but she did it a year before I did.
She did.
Probably subconsciously, I saw those photos in People magazine and it probably stuck in my head how elegant I thought that she looked, and that gave me the idea. So then all those months later, when I happened to be in the Nordstrom designer department going through the sale rack, calling you so that you'll talk me out of it. And then I end up needing a wedding dress 5 months later. And there's
so many black wedding dresses
right now. A Richard Tyler dress for me. And granted, I didn't feel bad because I wore a very tight, lacy, pink, incredible 80s dress, you know, that was very bodycon.
Yeah.
And then I had my peau de soie silk dress, white, to the second wedding. I mean, I was like, the third wedding, I was like, I'm just going to be in, you know, a designer, darling.
There's a lot of, I just Googled black wedding dresses.
Yeah.
They're everywhere. And the woman that told us her daughter got married in Hastings said it's a thing. Yeah. It's a thing.
It's back. So it was in and now it's back. I'm so glad. Now there's, but you should wear something blue somewhere.
Didn't?
She had blue shoes, remember?
Yeah. Yeah, but wear something and try and do all of that if you're going to be, just do a few superstitious things.
Didn't Lydia in Beetlejuice, the original movie, when she had to marry Beetlejuice?
Only wears black.
She had a black wedding. Yeah, Lydia wears black the whole movie. You're right. She had a black wedding. That was the first and only time I've ever seen a black wedding dress, to be honest.
Yeah, I am going to bring in a my hair.
I want you to wear your Richard Tyler dress tomorrow to work. I double dog dare you.
I am not going to wear
just do it for us for fun.
First of all, it is rather low cut. It does have pads.
You
put
have
in it.
Chest cleavage.
Clavicle cleavage.
That's
right.
Clavicle cleavage. The word.
Nothing is in danger of bouncing out or squeezing up in a way that would make anyone.
I think you would make us all so happy if you came in with that tomorrow.
Oh, Julia.
I would agree.
I think it'd be fun.
It's cold in here.
It's freezing in our studio.
And this is a dress that is.
I learned something.
I know. It's just a pretty scoop. It's just a scoop.
I learned something last night. When they talked about, you know, we've always heard for years that David Letterman kept his studio so cold for the guests.
Yeah.
And someone said last night or the night before on Watch What Happens Live, the reason he did it is he thought people laughed more because they were cold. That they would, they were more attentive and would laugh more.
Yeah.
I'd never heard that before. Have you?
Well, listen, you know, there's nothing worse than having an audience snoozing in front of you. And if it's warm, people will take naps. I feel like if it's cold, you're less likely to nap.
You have to stay more alert.
Yeah.
Oh, but I don't like to be cold. And you can't have an orgasm if your feet are cold.
That is true.
That's just the other fact.
Never argue with somebody who's getting into bed with their socks on. Yeah. It doesn't mean there's no sexy business happening.
For women. This is for women. This is just women.
Okay,
women,
orgasm if your feet are cold.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember Casey and I, was like, he took that as a sign of no sex. And I'm like, no, I can't think of anything but my freezing cold feet.
I can't either.
Yeah.
I can't either.
And then, you know, if you're in certain positions, you're kind of feeling your feet, if you know what I mean.
Oh, dear.
I'm just saying.
It's true.
You and your toes.
Well, you
She's got the finger toes.
You're going to come in contact with other body parts if you're being at all vigorous.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Now we have to be vigorous. We have to use our feet. We have to be vigorous. And you have to wear a designer dress. There's so many
rules
today.
None of these things are have to's.
No, there's so many things today.
No.
Lydia's wedding dress was red, Grant.
Oh.
And so Lori said, of course, she always wears black. I love how wrong you are.
Yeah, because Beetlejuice had the red suit as well, I believe.
You're so right, and she just says it out loud.
I don't remember Lydia wearing anything other but than black.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Haley, thank you for your
Thank you, Haley, putting him in a place. We had the pink hair and the black dress wrong.
Yeah. I promise us you will always email us to the end of time.
Right.
We need so many. I feel like Lori's going to get bolder with her statement. And I'm going to get my days are going to be off by 2 days, just not one.
That's true.
Oh my gosh. All right. So, should we take a break and
do
random thoughts?
Yeah, let's.
All right. We will take a break. We'll be right back. We promise. Hey, everybody. It's Lori and Julia here for Chan Hassen Dinner Theater. If you have not bought your tickets yet to Beautiful, the Carol King musical, you have to. It's that great. Everyone who goes, who doesn't expect, you know, they're going for their wife or their girlfriend or whatever. They love it. It is hands down so much fun. The cast of 29 will blow you away. It's just so, so much fun. They have so many other great things that are going on at the Chan. One of the things we love, you park there, you can eat there, and you can stay there and be entertained. I mean, it's kind of one-stop shopping.
Love the bar there.
Love.
Just having a little pre or post-dinner thing.
Love it.
Yeah.
And they have so many tribute shows. And with great entertainers, they have Gladys Knight. You wouldn't believe the Gladys Knight catalog. I saw her. She's amazing. She's got so many songs. They will love that. Paul McCartney and Wings. Seals and Croft. The Carpenters, We've Only Just Begun. Tons of laugh at Stevie Ray's Comedy Cabaret. For all things beautiful and more, visit chanhassendt.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
You know, I saw this story the other day.
Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now... Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
Okay, so I couldn't have been more delighted today when I was going through Target to see that they have, and thank you, Molly. Molly sent me a reminder on this. Target has partnered with Prince. And if you think of Prince brackets, Prince was the very first company to come up. Tennis rackets.
Thank you for the clarification.
No.
I was immediately thinking Prince, the musician.
Prince, the tennis brand. Prince had the very first oversized racket.
I do remember that.
And it was like such a big deal. But since 1970, they, you know, have been involved in racket sports. Now they've come up with, they're calling it the Target Pickleball Collection, but it can be pickle or tennis. I was there today.
It's a dual racket?
No, I'm talking about the clothing.
Oh, I see.
They've branded their clothing. They have the cutest things there, people. If you want to get in.
Did you buy something?
Nope. I didn't because I didn't have time.
Okay.
I had to deal with my phone and setting it up myself and adding my own, you know, phone line underground. But there's really cute retro Prince clothes. There that are so darling right now. And then if you like know someone who's into pickleball, they have like a fanny pack.
This is going to sell out immediately.
I know.
Right?
It's such cute stuff. And everyone's into the vintage colors of like navy blue.
And green.
Green.
Like the LaCosta, whatever, the alligator.
Yes, and it's so.
It is kind of the classic tennis, that green and white.
Green and white. It's so cute, but they have great accessories. They have a fanny pack like our Loj packs that says pickled on it. If you know someone, and that's just $15. That's a great gift. Go get it. Go buy it for people because your pickleball partners and people will love it. Mm-hmm. So I wanted you to know about that. This is a study that you're the only person that I know that doesn't live out the study, so it won't be true for you. But for 20 years, researchers at the University of Michigan studied 4,600 married couples, cohabitating different couples, different sex couples over the age of 50.
Okay.
Oh, at the age of 50.
Okay.
So this was done a long time. But what they were trying to figure out is drinking behavior. And spouses with concordant or similar drinking behaviors often report better quality marriages and are married longer compared to those who do not have the same drinking behaviors.
Oh, I know. Casey and I are a direct contrary.
You are.
He doesn't drink at all.
Yep.
I've seen him drunk exactly once in 25 years.
Yep.
And I've got sometimes a wooden leg.
Sometimes. She's got a swimming pool for a leg. Sometimes, I mean, and so I know that you guys don't, but I also think if partying earlier in your life might take up, I have no idea, but you have completely different.
But it makes sense because I think about like if somebody, like, I don't know, I think about somebody who is like they are living a sober life. It would be difficult. Like if that was a thing for them, then for them to be with
someone who likes to party and drink.
Yeah, and I can see how that would be in conflict.
And it just says the study. She studies this doctor relationships and couples who drink together stay together.
Yeah,
or whatever that is. If it's you know cocktail a night. Yeah. If it's just weekend drinking. If it's once a month, whatever it is. But you and Casey, I knew were different from this.
Yeah.
And he just, Granny gets terrible hangovers.
Me too, and that's why I choose to indulge in the other side.
He's just not an indulger of anything except me and his grandchildren
and sugar.
And sugar.
And sugar.
So happy when I brought home. We're on the same dessert train.
I can't. You never ate sweets as much before, Casey, I feel like.
I always want a bite of a dessert. We would all.
Me too. That's all I want.
That's all I want.
I just want a taste.
I've always had to just either be with friends. I never liked traveling. If I traveled ever with anyone who wouldn't share a dessert with me, I wrote them off my list of ever being a traveler.
There you go. I would agree. Yeah. Okay. So back to this report. I just want to finish it. But it also goes on to say couples that do more leisure time activities together have a better marriage quality as well.
Yeah.
The study shows it's not about how much you're drinking. It's whether or whether you drink at all. It's just if you have compatible things, it makes it easier.
Yeah, right.
It makes it easier.
Yeah.
All right, so there's that news.
That totally makes sense.
I know.
Study of duh.
One other thing is that there was a study about packing habits done, and Minnesota is the state that packs the lightest.
I believe that.
This is for a 7-day trip. The average Minnesota will bring 8 shirts or tops, 5 pants or bottoms, 1 piece of formal wear, 2 sets of pajamas. Why bother?
Yeah.
Eight pairs of underwear, 7 pairs of socks, and 2 pairs of shoes.
That doesn't sound like a light pack job.
It doesn't.
Sounds like an overpack job.
The pajama thing, these must be honeymooners. Maybe they forgot to add that.
Yeah.
But I agree. I always like to have more than enough underwear because if you play a sport, pickleball or something.
Completely agree.
The sock thing.
That takes up so little room.
It does. Right.
It's the grief to dollar ratio. Of your suitcase.
Yeah. So anyway, I just thought we win.
Right. I started staging for New Orleans, the packing, because I'm there such a short amount of time.
What is it? It is not. It's 2 work days.
Julia, that is a short amount of time. That's like nothing. I'm like barely there and I have to turn around and come back. I am so looking forward to not having
to rush back
kind of
money.
Yeah. Chopped up trips. I got to say that. But Casey is just like giddy that we're missing a festival day.
Oh, I know. Because no one is the youngest, oldest teenager like you.
You, exactly.
You have a different tolerance.
You have energy that I'm
she has it for festivals and live music.
Yes. I could not do what you do, and I commend the hell out of you for doing it.
It's as natural as breathing, you guys, as long as you have the right clothes.
For you, for festivals, that's your happy place.
Well, it is one of them.
Yeah. I'd like to, hang out on courts. And if my tennis game doesn't get better.
You're going to have to get some better clothes.
I wear crap clothes.
You've got to fix
cheap.
That.
I don't ever get new stuff because I don't care.
Julia, make a difference in your game.
I need a lesson. I should put the money towards a lesson.
No, schlubby schlub for you.
I don't care. I don't care much that
but,
much.
But it's coming off across the court.
That's why I hit the ball out last night.
Why.
I had the wrong outfit on.
Yes, Julia.
Duh.
Yes.
Duh. Okay, well, now that we've solved that, Grant... Grant is, I just want people to know what you're wearing.
I am wearing my Timberwolves Anthony Edwards jersey over my Timberwolves sweatshirt.
You are such a cutie.
I am.
You're a sports fan plus.
Yes.
You win.
Thank
you. You look cute today.
I appreciate it. And I hope to God we can enjoy this run here because it's been a lot of fun. But until we talk some more entertainment news with Lori and Julia, and we have a special guest coming up.
Hey, gang, it's Lori and Julia here for Hammernix Flooring Solutions, and it's National Karistan Month. And
what does that mean?
Well, it means you can get a gift card for buying a Karistan up to $1,000 American Express gift card.
Okay.
When you order anything in the Karistan family, and that family is extensive. It's carpet, it's luxury vinyl plank, it's engineered hardwood, it's Velux laminate, and laminate is surprising. They really have come a long way with that.
It looks like a lot richer material.
It's amazing.
Beautiful.
And Hammernix's Flooring Solutions is such a wonderful place to buy all your needs for flooring, hard surfaces. I mean, your countertops, they've got it all. And they've got the team there where you just feel like they're going to put it together for you. They're going to make you have the best pricing. You're going to see the best product and the most expensive product in the Twin Cities. They've got installers on staff, so you don't have to deal with that. And they're a great family to work with. We love them. Hammernix.com for more info.
I'm here with Lori and Julia.
Hey. I guess that's Team Michael Rambo. The favorite.
I know. I love how Julia can, you will just perform. You're so confident in your voice.
Well, that's because he knows how to sing.
I know. Okay. You know how to sing.
You don't have to be plugged in.
Okay, good.
We love having fun, too.
You know, and I think life is far too short to be goofy and to be uptight and tense.
To not be goofy and to be uptight and tense.
Yeah, it's
Did you know?
I didn't.
So we just learned that your father was a teacher in Dubai.
Yeah, he taught in Dubai, yeah.
Which is so random.
Yeah, I know, right.
What did he teach?
He taught
Michael Rambo.
A management, a business course. He has taught all around the world. My father's a remarkable educator, and he does so many varied things. He's the sort of guy that reads everything all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he does.
He's Lori.
Yeah. Just every magazine on the planet.
Yeah. They're getting scarcer.
They're getting scarcer.
I love a magazine.
Mm-hmm. You know, and just he just kind of, he's just very cool. He just recently had surgery, so I'm kind of.
Well, that's right. That's why you didn't come last week. His back surgery.
Right.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's doing great. It was the time before last. That's right. He's doing great.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right. So I have a question for you. So I'm getting close to being done with RuPaul's memoir. And I just, before that, did Barbara Streisand for 5 months.
That's a funny little bit.
Her memoir.
Right.
A different transition.
But they marry each other in so many ways.
They really do. Mm-hmm. And in one of the things about RuPaul in his memoir, he reads it to you. They both read it to you, and they both have lovely voices.
Audiobooks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. RuPaul doesn't go into the level of detail that Babs did.
Well,
but
he's got more life to live.
He does.
Yeah,
He always knew that he was going to be famous. It was kind of a destiny.
Yeah.
Did you feel that way? I mean, here you sing, you act, you dance, you write, you teach. Was this always kind of something that you knew as a kid, like, this
you're fated to be on the stage?
I mean, how did that start for you?
It's so fascinating that you would ask that, because I was reflecting on it when a second grader, I'm currently at Highland Elementary School in Apple Valley.
Oh, I want to come and take third grade from you.
And we're having so much fun. And one of the kids did just that. She asked me, when did you start doing this? And I said, I've never not done this.
So as a kid.
So as a kid, what I mean to say is that I've always been a storyteller.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I've always, and whether I was literally telling fibs or actually telling stories or inhabiting spaces to just kind of make up for the absence of other parts of my life, I was always doing that. And so I found my way into telling stories through song, through a character on a stage piece, through a book, in an audio book. And so storytelling would be the foundation of my work and what I do. So people will say, so are you an actor? I said, well, I'm actually a storyteller that uses many multiple mediums.
I'm going to start saying that.
No, well, Lori, you can.
Yeah.
I'm going to say.
I mean, does that make sense?
I'm curious.
It does.
Yeah, but to your question, I'll go back. I do remember, though, I used to stand. My grandparents, my mother's maternal grandparents, my mother's parents, lived on Dana Avenue in Cincinnati, Ohio, on this little hill. Well, it wasn't a little hill. Cincinnati, Queen City, Seven Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And I would stand on their top level and would sing as loud as I could, like Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
I just knew someone would hear me.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I was just, so if there was anything to that, there was some sort of destiny in that I always felt that my voice was going to lead me somewhere.
Yeah.
I didn't know what my speaking voice, the fact I speak loud, whether I speak fast, but somehow or another, my voice would guide me somewhere. And it seems to have done that.
Because you have an amazing voice.
Thank you.
You really do. Your voice is voice is everything.
Yeah.
I just like, you know, I don't know that we ever asked you this before because you always come in and talk about what you're going to be doing and where we should go see you.
It's interesting, too, because, you know, we were talking about my pops and I call him Pops or Dad. He's often recently asked me to really investigate my voice to ensure that I can continue to protect it and keep it.
Do we want to insure you at Lloyd's of London?
We won't be insuring me, but, you know, check in with the ENT specialist, make sure there's no nodes.
If
you sound nasal, if you sound the way, you know, he just kind of, son, you ought to check into that. Just to have a point of reference.
Basically, John Bon Jovi realized that when he read Ross Rayla's review in 2022. It's like he forgot to sing.
And was what Ross Rayla from the Pioneer Press.
He was so stung that a critic would write that, and then he goes in And he finds out he's got this nodule that's squeezing this other nodule. And in fact,
he wasn't singing.
He wasn't singing, and no one told him except for Ross Vaila, because the emperor's clothes. That's right.
And there you have it. It's the people who love you most who sometimes give you the most opportunity to either feel hurt, concerned or afraid or angry, mm-hmm. who are the ones who are telling you what you need to know so that you can be your best self.
Do you think Ross Vaila loved John Bon Jovi?
He just stated a fact, but I know what you're saying.
Love the music.
He said it's like John Bon Jovi forgot to sing. And it was kind of, John Bon Jovi was not happy about that review.
Well, I can hear that and understand that, but you know, that guy's, his job is passionately about what people hear, what we receive.
Yes, exactly.
And I was saying this to some students at the university, teaching theater at the University of Minnesota. And I said, well, you can't not be at your best mm-hmm. when you're on stage. Because mm-hmm. every person needs to experience theater, many for the first time,
right.
and experience the quality and the real depth of what it's about. And so if you have to practice the way you perform. So mm-hmm. when you perform, you're performing like you practice.
Yeah.
You know, so you always have to be ready to give your best.
Mm-hmm. Who's easier to teach, the elementary kids or the
elementary? Hands down. I just say the college students are third graders with bigger words.
There you go. Lori makes us run through our show, the whole show, before we even get here. So.
Yeah, I do. But I do. Are we both Air Force brats?
Army.
Army, because... Mm-hmm. When you said that about that you've always been a storyteller, including fibbing, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, my sister and I were the biggest fibbers in the world. And you want to know why? We would fib when we would move to a new place.
Yeah. To get people to like you.
Whatever. Yeah. Just to even like be, you know, anything. You become a storyteller in that way because you're always moving.
And you know, people don't realize what you're saying is so accurate for me. And I had to give myself permission to forgive myself because the reality was that without anybody charting and tracking your path or your past, like someone who's lived on the same block for your whole
life,
you have no point of reference or context. Mm-hmm. You can create your reality. And right. sometimes because of being fragile or afraid or being awkward or whatever your thing mm-hmm. is, you have to create a reality that supports you being seen, visible,
military kids are always like great chameleons that way because mm-hmm. you have to be kind of because you're floating.
And the serious thing becomes is that at some point those things overlap, collide. No, I really, I kind of. Well, see, what happened was.
I know. I think I was 25 when I went to my first therapist unwrap all the fibs I told myself.
Oh, right. That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I believe it though, because mm-hmm. you're always starting over mm-hmm. and no one knows you. Not so there's no one to even check you.
Yeah.
No one check. And the only thing that helps me is that I do have, I don't know if you do still, but I still have friends like 40, 50. I've known.
Yes.
The ones in all those different places who I still kind of connect with. So I have people who are pebbles in the river that kind of splash up back up and say, hi, remember?
I do. I've got a couple of friends that I knew in third and fourth grade, and then we moved away and then moved back. So, yeah.
You had that too? You left the city and went back? I had that too,
and then came back to that same base like 5 years later and then went... You know, all of a sudden you're at school with kids who you last saw in fourth grade.
You're like Tina Turner. You start sounding like you have an accident. Or right. kid, you go away. Hey, kid, you just left here. What's up with the accident? Accident.
Yeah. Right, you got to tell us about this show because it's tomorrow night.
It's tomorrow.
It's been a long time coming.
And it has been. This fella, Johnny Brown, I'm telling you, what a talented, what a cool, what a great guy. I've known him since one of my first couple of years doing Black Nativity at Penumbra, mm-hmm. which is when we used to do it at the Fitzgerald Theater back in the day when we had little costumes and the church barn and the whole thing, when it was really a beautiful pageant of that story. It's not that it's not beautiful. It's just a different story today. In any event, he was one of our choir members, and he would come with such enthusiasm. And he continued to sing, but you know, he would often say on occasion, hey, man, I want to sing more. And here he is now entertaining people everywhere across the cities, across the country, sharing his renditions of Teddy Pendergrass and Lou Rawls and Lionel Richie.
Wonderful.
He's at the Crooners. He's at the Crooners, at the Dakota.
Did you do this with him at the Dakota?
This is why it's called a long time. We have never performed together.
Really?
Never.
And so this is tomorrow night at the Dakota at 7 p.m.
Do you think there are any tickets left?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, there have to be.
Yeah.
Just stand, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if nothing else, you can always standing room only.
And you have an amazing band backing you up and everything.
We have so many great performers. Brian Z, Daryl Boudreaux, Kevin Washington, Jovan Williams, Jonathan, and that's it. Oh, David Feely on guitar. He's really good.
Do you know what you're wearing?
I just got it from the dry cleaner.
You did? Okay. You got that down. But you know that. You know what you're singing.
The song selection, if someone's going to come. Weird? Yeah. Just weird?
Well, it's weird. I shouldn't have said that. It's not weird. It's all over the map because we're all over the map.
Okay.
You know, but what we did do is we were wise enough to make every three songs a chunk of one of us. As opposed to going one song you, one song
Oh, sure.
You.
Okay.
You know, so that people can digest one artist at a time.
Do you harmonize and do them together too?
We have some, what do you call those things? Duets.
Duets.
We do a song by Gregory Porter at the top called Liquid Spirit. Then we do a good old piece that he's so familiar with because it's Teddy Pendergrass, mm-hmm. Wake Up Everybody.
And then, of course,
we end the song with something that Paul Wellstone would have appreciated, which is, of course, people all over the world, your hands. Start a love train.
Yes.
Love train.
Yes.
We do that.
Yes.
Are you nervous?
I'm really just excited.
Just excited?
I'm just excited because I'm going to be on stage with my friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm going to have a chance to just, the anxiousness, if there is any, it totally melts away once I'm on stage.
Absolutely.
Right now. I sit on one of those stools and look out and folks. The first song is always kind of,
yeah.
But then once you get through that and people, it's another thing I say to students, and that is, no one pays to see a horrible performance.
Right.
That's so
no one's
true.
Sitting in the audience going, I can't wait till he hits that wrong note.
People used to listen to us when we were bad and then stopped. I say come back because I was so bad today.
Yeah.
Can you hang out with us, T. Michael Rambo?
No, I can't.
The show, though, totally. I want people to get tickets.
I have it. I'm just going to say there are a few left, and I'm linking it up right now to the Lori and Julia show
thank
page.
Thank you.
There are limited seats, so not a lot.
Yeah, it's the standing room.
Room in the back. There are some back there, mm-hmm. but, you know, so I'll have that linked up to you guys here before that.
Oh,
this
sounds
break.
Like great.
It does.
Great
it's been a long time
night.
Coming. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow night at the Dakota. Can you stay in Hollywood, speak with us?
I'm
curious. Okay. We'll be right back. It's Lori and Julia.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood. Hollywood speaking.
Okay, we got T. Michael Rambo in the house. He's going to Hollywood speak, but I got to let Julia Hollywood speak this one because mm-hmm. I know she's going to. No, you're going to spit out your water. Ryan Seacrest and Aubrey Page split. Post 49 and Model 27 end their 3-year romance, but quote unquote,
will
plan to stay in each other's lives.
You know
who
what?
Why?
T. Michael Rambo, who cares? All right, that's the best reaction. Mm-hmm. Here's what I'm going to say. He's got a gazillion and $2, okay? Mm-hmm.
And then he's about to do somebody's show now.
He's going to be doing the Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune.
But Joy, get to the Hollywood speaker.
The Hollywood speaker, she's pissed off at him and couldn't stand him anymore because he makes her pay her own way.
She's wasted 3 years with him because here's what a 24-year-old always will think about a man who's, you know, that much.
He's
going to
settle down. He's going to finally want to have kids with me.
I'm the one that he's going to change. And then she's been with him 3 years and she realizes, we're not getting married.
No, honey.
We're not having a child together.
And I'm so mad I had to pay my own way. I'm dating this gazillionaire.
Well, that's pretty bad. Yeah, I wouldn't date a rich older man if he wasn't paying my way.
I just think that anytime you step into that scenario, you're looking at the prospect of paternalizing or the guy, he becomes a dad.
Yeah.
And then guys who sit in those situations sometimes try to discipline a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Not in a negative way. It's just kind of second nature.
He is 22 years. He could be her dad. They don't look like they fit together.
He will find another one.
And they will not stay in each other's lives.
No.
I can guarantee you that.
No, and he will find another one that's age 25 or 26. He's
becoming the same thing. He's like Leonardo DiCaprio. Does the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that, you know, love will find a way, but maybe you need to find a different way.
Yeah. A different way on this one. I would be so furious if I had to pay my own way. With a very wealthy man.
So the answer is go or no. Go with it or no.
Yeah. No.
Okay, here's one from Tiffany Haddish. She's got another memoir coming out because her first book was The Last Black Unicorn. Right, that came out in 2017.
Did you read that?
I didn't read all of it.
Yeah. Okay. But it really exploded, and then it was on top of the, you know, movie The Girls Trip, and came out the same year. But anyway, she's got a new memoir. It's called I Curse You With Joy, and it's coming out in a couple of weeks.
I Curse You With Joy.
I Curse You With Joy is the name of the book. But here's the headline. She said, she's been sober and celibate for 6 months. Okay. And her wake-up call was this. I was waking up next to too many ugly men.
Well, that's a good wake-up call.
Whoa. Well, that's pretty honest.
I commend the honesty. I mean, I really that she recognized both number and also that they looked like crap.
Yeah, there you go.
Was she thinking?
Here's the one thing that I think happened with her though.
Drinking really did
because her ego felt like it was out of hand when she was out at things. She just bugged. She bugged because she was always too much.
She was drinking.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And I think she was heartbroken over Common. I really think that she thought that they were going to be forever together because they were similar ages.
Mm-hmm. They met during COVID and all of this.
And I think it felt right. And then he dumped her.
And then the other thing is, I think that maybe during the course of that, she maybe found that in Common, at least, there was somebody who let her just be.
Yeah.
I think that she's
kind of not perform.
She's embraces needing to just perform.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing is, heck, you know, most, almost any of us, and all of us, I'll take myself included, we've got holes.
Yeah.
And sometimes those holes get filled with things that are so, can so break down and ruin us.
Damaging.
So, damaging. Mm-hmm. That's the word. Thank you for that. I need a thesaurus. I need that.
I'm kind of excited for Tiffany's book.
I'm very excited for her, but when you said her first book was too much.
The only way I came to it was a friend of mine belongs to a book club.
Yep.
And they read excerpts of what they were reading. I didn't choose to read it. I must admit, I'm not the avid reader that I could be.
Yep. Yeah.
I read a lot of other stuff because of work. And so when it comes to like reading books, sometimes I don't do it. But he was reading all the salacious stuff. And I was like, wow. Sometimes when people do shock therapy on the page, it's not fair to them or us, the listener at least.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, that's interesting.
Well, Billie Eilish gave an interview to Rolling Stone magazine today she's only 20. I mean, she's only 22, but she is going to some of her quotes that are being taken
out of context
are just all over the place. And she's learning once again, like everyone does at a famous level, that you confide in a reporter sometimes the way you would a friend, a close friend.
And it will burn you.
And it's not that relationship. And so that is something that everybody who's a famous person, you know, like they will find that out.
You think of all the things you've told us.
Yeah, right.
I know, get ready, kids. Yeah. They're coming back. Well, you know, and it's also kind of, I got an analogy from another friend that a friend is someone that you give a loaded gun to with bullets. And you trust that they'll never shoot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. And a reporter?
Because although they have everything, and if they shoot, it's over. So they have all your stuff.
Yeah.
And you know that
they're there for you.
They're there for you, right.
Mm-hmm.
But when they unload that pistol on you, it's trouble. So you want to make sure you don't tell people too much.
I mean, here's John Bon Jovi. Here's a quote from him. Here's another one.
This one is a lot.
This is, he's doing interviews because his documentary is coming out, which is
tomorrow. Yeah. Tomorrow night.
Friday night.
I'm sorry.
Friday night.
Anyway, he said.
Grant's smiling because I can't remember what day it is.
He said about his son. He was asked on the record.
Oh, yeah.
About his son who's getting married to Millie Bobby Brown. His name is Jake Bon Jovi.
Cute kid. I saw a picture of him.
Yeah. My son is a young aspiring actor. He would have that magic when he walked into a room for audition, but he came up during COVID. Now everything's on Zoom. All these casting agents are missing out on his personality because of Zoom.
I want you to know that within the industry, we are all kind of up in arms because it's come to a point. I did not choose to be, nor am I supposed to be, a technician,
yeah,
a person who could edit my own text, make sure it's quiet, hold the mic. I mean, when did I have to be all of those things just to get a part? I think it's really unfair.
So this is what he's saying. Yeah.
And it's also, it eliminates the human component.
It does, because when you see a person versus a flat screen, mm-hmm, you see the mannerisms, you get to have more compassion. You know, it feels like your empathy at least is involved in the picture because someone took their time to come in.
Yeah.
And, you know, versus Zoom, okay, hurry up. What do you got for us?
I love it. They knew that.
And not to mention the fact that, you know, we are frequency. We are vibration. And you pick up energy. You know how you walk away and you're like, that person's got weird energy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how the audition went. Something's not right. We're not doing that. You don't get energy from somebody through a video.
That's
screen.
Really
an energy,
nice
energetic context is really
valuable. Well, John Bon Jovi is on your side.
He doesn't like, and you're on his side.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't like it that his son is going to be in a movie though. Listen to this kid called Rock Bottom, and it's an 80s hair metal band called Cougar Snake that makes an unexpected comeback, and he goes from a pizza delivery boy into the lead singer of this hair. I mean, does this sound cheesily fantastic?
Yeah. It definitely is a new age. I can't think of it. Footloose. Yeah.
Yes.
No, I like that a lot.
I know. It does kind of
But I appreciate so much your perspective because Zoom, for actors and people who are trying out from things, you talk about yourself being a frequency and you can't feel that vibe.
Yeah,
vibration.
Like that.
Go see T. Michael tomorrow night for the very first time doing a show with his bestie. And it's been a long time. Grant linked it up. There's limited seats available.
Johnny Brown and T. Michael Rambo.
Johnny Brown in town with T. Michael DeRambo.
At the Dakota. Thank you.
7 p.m.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you. Always great to see you. And I just want to say, though, I know I'll be back.
I'm gonna miss you guys. We're still here.
I'm doing this. I know you're gonna be at June 27th, whatever. You know.
All right.
Love you.